The U.S. Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Harley, where are we today?
Well, where we are today is we have a new fight, a new big battle. The president has made a nomination to the Supreme Court to fill the empty space of Antonin Scalia. He's a judge. His name is Merrick Garland. He's more centrist than expected, but analysts say still overall considered a little left of center. He would normally be the sort that would be approved without any real fight, not necessarily to the Supreme Court. That's all about politics and power, of course. But certainly he was unanimously approved when he was named to the federal court bench. Now, the Republicans have already said that they're not going to consider anyone that President Obama names because they're not going to give him the opportunity to move the high court to the left as part of his legacy. They're just not going to allow him to do that. And so whoever the next president is would be would make the nominee that would get their consideration. At least that's what they're saying. And to that end, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called Judge Garland today and told him that his nomination is not going to happen. Yeah. Imagine the high and the low for that guy.
I know.
Yeah, he was near tears when the president named him.
Yeah. Well, Obama should have checked that out before he named him.
Well, the president knows that no matter who he is, they don't want to. They don't want to confirm him. But he's looking for the fight. They figure they can use this in the campaign.
Yeah. Well, what she needs to do, what they both need to do, is to check with this woman, because she's got a pet, hasn't she? Might be helpful too. Might be helpful.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
What is the pet? Isn't there a woman over there fighting to keep a pet?
The woman?
The alligator,
yeah. She has a pet.
Go on.
His name is Rambo. Rambo, she's had for 11 years. Even has a license for him, even though she doesn't have the 2.5 acres of land that the regs require. She wants to keep her pet alligator. He's 6 feet long. She dresses him in clothes, lets him ride on the back of her motorcycle with her. He even has his own bedroom. She says she's taught him not to bite. I'm putting that to the test, are you?
Well done, Harley. You're in good form. See you tomorrow. Harley in the United States of America. News next.